The Selfish Path to Romance. Download Chapter 1 for free at drkenner.com.
Barbara, welcome to the show.
Yes, good morning.
Yes, what's your question?
I would like to know, why is it that I can't stay in a relationship long?
Okay, are you married right now?
No, I'm very much single.
You're single. How old are you, Barbara?
59.
Okay, and ever married or not married? Never married.
I've been married before.
How many times?
Just one.
Married, okay. And can you give me a quick example of what you mean by not being able to stay in a relationship?
It just seemed like I am the one that's giving more in the relationship than the guy.
Okay. Are you currently in a relationship?
Yes, I am.
And what is it? Does it feel familiar, like you've been there before? These are the types of relationships you get into?
Not really.
Oh, this is new.
Yes.
What's new about this relationship?
We're long distance, like, from one state to another.
Okay. What state is he in?
Michigan.
Michigan. And you're?
Ohio.
You're in Ohio. Okay. So tell me, what's good about this relationship?
When we meet up together, it's good in the conversation, but it just seems like to me that whenever he wants to get in contact with me, he always can, 24/7. But when I want to get in contact with him, for the most part, his phone is off, and it makes me believe other things.
Okay, such as what?
That he's probably involved with someone else, because the two of us are so far apart. It's almost like what I'm thinking in my mind, that he probably thinks he can tell me anything and I have no way of proving.
Okay. Is it possible he's even married? I've known of several situations where that's
occurred. No, he's not married.
How do you know that?
I know that.
Okay. But he may be involved in other relationships, you're saying.
Yeah, that's what I think.
How often do you see him?
About twice a month.
Twice a month. Okay. What keeps either of you from moving to be with one another? What keeps you apart?
For me, I don't want to go anywhere because I've already established friends and everything. But he says that eventually he will move up here, but I don't think so.
Okay. What are you hearing in, as you speak about this relationship with him, this guy from Michigan, what are you hearing in this?
Both.
Okay. So how would you like to end it?
I've tried to over the phone and even in person, and he don't want to hear it.
Well, wait a minute. How many people does it take to end a relationship?
One.
Yeah, okay. So help me understand why you're picking somebody. I know I've been to conferences, and I know it's easy to connect with somebody long distance. And not that I have. I've been happily married for years. But, you know, I see people doing that. They meet. They fall passionately in love. And it's genuine, but they can't keep it going because it's long distance, and both of them have their roots in different states, and neither of them want to uproot. What caused you to pick someone's long distance?
I really fell for him when I first saw him.
Okay, what about this man? What character traits? What would I observe if I saw him that made you just melt in his arms?
His conversation, his looks, and the way he keeps himself.
Okay, meaning what?
The way he dresses, and he holds a good conversation.
Okay. How does he make you feel about yourself?
He makes me feel great. But then when I can't get in contact with him, my mind gets to wandering.
Okay. So he needs to build trust, and he's not doing his fair share. And certainly, keeping the phone, unless he's working for the CIA or FBI, or he's got some other reason why he can't keep the phone on that's legitimate, I agree with you, it raises huge questions as to why someone would keep the phone off all the time. It certainly isn't building trust. What does he say about keeping his phone off?
He tells me that
Hey, I got to interrupt this because we've got to pay some bills. 30 seconds, that's it. A very quick ad, and then Alan will be back.
Romance. I wish I knew more about what girls want from a relationship. Boy, I wish I knew more about what I want. Where's that ad I saw? Here it is. The Selfish Path to Romance, a serious romance guidebook. Download chapter one for free at selfishromance.com and buy it at amazon.com. Huh. The Selfish Path to Romance. That is interesting.
What does he say about keeping his phone off?
He tells me that his phone is something wrong with it. He keeps going out, but then you can always replace that.
Okay, yeah, that sounds, that does sound like a very frail excuse.
And he has to get up early in the morning, and then he says that a lot of times people be calling him, you know, late at night, and he wants to get his rest. But I don't buy into that.
Okay, so let's go back to why you chose him. Are you trying to, you said you're how old? You're
59.
59. Are you looking for a long-term romance, a real, genuine, serious romance?
Yes.
How are you shopping for one?
Really, I'm not.
Okay. If you have a goal that you would love this wonderful value in life, and yet you recognize that you're really sitting home on the couch or you're not doing anything, you're going to betray yourself. What could you do? What ideas could you come up with, assuming you're going to break things off with this guy unless he dramatically changes? What ways do you feel comfortable? What could you set up as a plan for yourself to go out and meet other men?
Going to different socials.
Okay, where are the socials? When you say
I would have to go to the center or church or something like that.
Okay, do you have any activities or hobbies you like? Like, I love ballroom dancing, and boy, you can't get better than meeting people.
Yeah, I know.
And when you go to ballroom dancing, because they have what they call foxtrot mixers, where you dance with everybody in the place. You just,
right.
All the women are on one side of the room, all the men are on the other, and you meet up in the middle, and it's potluck, but you get to meet everyone.
Yeah, I know. I'm planning on changing everything with the upcoming New Year.
Okay. And what are you planning on changing? What would you like to do? I'd love to help you with your goal of finding romance. This guy's history is assuming he doesn't change. So what
I don't
would
think he is.
Yeah, so plan what you're going to do next month. Within the next month to meet somebody. Tell me three things that seem feasible for you.
Number one, getting out more.
Okay, doing what? You got to get specific or you won't do it.
Okay. Getting out more, meaning that I am due to start taking a class.
A class in what?
Computer.
Okay. Are there men in there? Available men?
Yeah.
Okay. Where will you study?
Where would I study?
Is there a library at the college or school you're going to?
Yes.
Okay. Try to think, how can I put myself in situations to meet people? Are you good at meeting people?
Yes.
You are. So you can, you don't freeze.
No, I don't.
Okay. What other ways can you meet people? You said the center or church. What other ways?
I don't know. I guess whenever I go out to the mall or someplace.
Okay.
Or through friends who know other people.
Okay. I would recommend getting a book. It's on my website, Get a Life, Then Get a Man. And I'm not saying you don't have a life because I don't know your personal situation, but it just means it's a playful, playful book, and it gives you a lot of ideas. You can go to my website, drkenner.com, but you want to be able to generate ideas of how to meet people, how to make yourself more available and meet a wider range of people so you don't get stuck with someone long distance who is unavailable. Thank you so much for your call, Barbara, and give me a call back. Let me know how it goes.
Sure.
And here's a little more from Dr. Kenner.
That miserable little brat. She is becoming impossible, simply impossible. The idea. She's always been a spiteful little pest since the age of one. Do you know she kept throwing her toys out of her crib so that I would have to keep stooping over to pick them up? She has always had some kind of gripe against me.
Okay. You can just picture that mother when the kid's 1 year old, the kid's throwing the toys out, and the mother is concluding that she's got some gripe against me. My kid hates me. My kid's out to get me. Obviously, it's not the kid. The kid's just learning about gravity. Another parent would look at this and say, how cute. Look, every time I throw all the stuffed animals in her crib, she tosses them out. This is fun. This is a game. So obviously, one of the problems we have as parents is we can project onto our kids character traits that they don't have. And then it can become a self-fulfilling prophecy because we cast them in a role, either the spoiled kid, the bratty kid, the quiet kid, the stupid kid, even the ambitious kid can put a lot of pressure on a kid. And we want to be able to leave it open for the kids and look at our kids more objectively.
For more Dr. Kenner podcast, go to drkenner.com and please listen to this ad.
Here's an excerpt from The Selfish Path to Romance, The Serious Romance Guidebook by clinical psychologist Dr. Ellen Kenner and co-author Dr. Edwin Locke, who's world famous for his theories in goal setting.
Taking pride in one's appearance is important in romance. Infatuation aside, you want a partner whose looks you enjoy. Preferences and looks are very personal. A woman who delights one man might leave others indifferent or even turned off. And the same goes for women evaluating men. Romance will not work if your partner physically turns you off. Ideally, you want to view your partner as the most beautiful or attractive partner in the world. That is, attractive to you personally.
You can download Chapter 1 for free by going to drkenner.com. And you can buy The Selfish Path to Romance at amazon.com.